You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Say y'all, this is Matt the Cat, where it's at, doing the do just for you, bringing the rhythm and blues from the backwoods and from the sawdust covered floors of the juke joint. We're not gonna mess around with a jukebox in the front of the establishment, baby. We're grabbing a pocket full of nickels and heading straight for the juke in the back. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. It's the soul that came before rock and roll. These are the records that Elvis, Carl Perkins, Buddy Holly, the Beatles, the Stones, and so many more were tuning into black radio stations in the middle of the night and digging the sound they were putting down. All that so rings true this week as I feature a true underrated legend of early rhythm and blues and rock and roll. Willie Mae Big Mama Thornton. She single-handedly broke down the barriers that had been constructed against African-American women in performance. She dressed like a man. She talked like a man. She had the swagger that would become the rock and roll swagger. Without Big Mama Thornton, there is no Elvis. And I'm not just saying that because Elvis covered her number one rhythm and blues record, Hound Dog. I'm saying that because Elvis took so much of his swagger and performance from the African-American community. So I'll say it again, without Big Mama Thornton, there is no Elvis, and there's certainly no Janis Joplin or Madonna. So this week, the Juke in the Back is going to take a close, hard look at the music and the influence of Willie Mae Big Mama Thornton. Willie Mae Thornton was born on December 11, 1926, just outside of Montgomery, Alabama. She was one of seven children to a minister father and a church singing mother. As with most performers of her day, the church was a huge influence. Her first love was singing gospel music, but she was also inspired by the music she heard on the radio by blues singers Bessie Smith, Ma Rainey, and Memphis Minnie. They were the ones who planted the seed in young Willie Mae that would grow into a performer who knew no boundaries. She claimed to never have had musical training. She learned to sing, dance, and even play the drums just by watching other performers do it. She left her home in Alabama in 1940 and moved to Atlanta, where she became a member of Sammy Green's Hot Harlem Review. She stayed with the Harlem Review for many years, departing in 1948 after making quite a name for herself. After Atlanta, Willie Mae moved to Houston, where she would make her first recording. It was a song she wrote called Bad Luck Got My Man. It was issued on E&W Records in 1950, as by a group called the Harlem Stars. But just take a listen, it's all Big Mama Thornton. Here's the first record she ever recorded, kicking off this week's Juke in the Back. Here are the Harlem Stars with Bad Luck Got My Man.
I start running and crying. What can I do? I start running and crying. Lord, what can I do? I've had bad luck and trouble. Here come the blues. Bad luck and trouble running hand in hand. Bad luck luck have took my money. Now trouble has got my man running and crying. Lord, what can I do? I've had bad luck and trouble, and now you're on the blue.
From the summer of 1951, that's Partnership Blues, the first record Willie Mae Thornton would make for Don Robey's Peacock label out of Houston, Texas. The label simply read Willie Mae Thornton because she had not been given her Big Mama nickname yet. Don Robey had started Peacock Records in 1949, and was a hugely influential rhythm and blues producer, songwriter, and record executive. Of course, Robey was also a shrewd businessman, often resorting to criminal means, violence, and intimidation. So I think Don Robey's personality had a lot to do with the development of Big Mama Thornton's personality. If you were on one of Robey's labels, you had to be tough. Her next record was issued in early 1952 and features the Joe Scott Orchestra. Here's this week's Juke in the Back feature, Big Mama Thornton with Mischievous Boogie. Mischievous Boogie from early 1952, Willie Mae Thornton, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back. Now, she played the Apollo Theater around the time that this record was released, and that's when Apollo manager Frank Schiffman gave her the nickname Big Mama, due to, of course, her large stature, her booming voice, and her giant attitude. It was also in early 1952 that she went out to L.A., and became a part of Johnny Otis's Review. Otis had, of course, made a big name for himself in the late 40s and early 50s by producing hit rhythm and blues records for Little Esther and Mel Walker and, of course, the Robins. Of Greek origin himself, Johnny Otis had started working with some young white songwriters named Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, who had recently moved to L.A. from the East Coast. They were barely 20 years old. They had just written a new tune called Hound Dog. And so, on August 13th, 1952, Lieber and Stoller entered the studio with Johnny Otis to cut the record Hound Dog with Willie Mae Thornton. The way the story goes is that when they were rehearsing the tune, Johnny Otis was playing the drums. But when they went to record it, his drummer, Leard Bell, who went under the name Kansas City Bell, couldn't get the drum part just right. Songwriters Lieber and Stoller then convinced Otis that he should be playing drums on the recording. Otis then responded with, "Well, if I play the drums, who's gonna run the session?" Everyone looked at each other, and the two white kids agreed to run the session. The rest is history as Big Mama Thornton got it on the next take. What really made the tune was the distorted guitar sound created by Pete Lewis. It was released on Peacock Records in March of 53. And by April 18th, it was number one for 7 weeks on the jukebox and airplay charts, and only 6 weeks on the bestseller chart. But it made number one on all three R&B charts of the day. When the record came out, they wanted to disguise that it was Johnny Otis's orchestra backing her up. So the label read, "Willie Mae, Big Mama Thornton, with Kansas City Bill and Orchestra." But in reality, even that was wrong, because it should have read, "Kansas City Bell and Orchestra," after Leard, Kansas City Bell, the drummer. When issued, the original flip side was Nightmare. However, Peacock Records pulled the record back and reissued it with the song Rockabye Baby as the B-side. So first, we're going to hear Hound Dog. Then we're going to back it up with its first flip side, Nightmare. Then we'll follow that up with its second flip side, Rockabye Baby. But before we do any of that, let's listen to Big Mama Thornton from an interview in the 1970s explain the story behind the recording of her only hit record, Hound Dog.
While I was cutting a record call, my man called me this morning and I cut another number of a call, Let Your Tears Fall, Baby. While I was in the studio, at Hollywood Studio, Jerry Lieber and Mac Strollin came in with it on a piece of paper bag. And so I had already cut what I had cut. And so they say, "Hey, can you sing this?" I said, "I don't know." So I just picked it up and looked at it. As I say right today, God bless the dead. Pete Lewis, the fellow was playing guitar, he's passed on. And I was just hollering, "You ain't nothing but a hound dog." And he started playing, and his amplifier went haywire. So now they got to hook him up direct. So he had on his ear muffles and everything. They took one take of it, and that was it. The big hit of 1953 when they released it.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Hound dog, quit snooping around my door.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, H. Scott Prosterman. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Well, rock-a-bye, baby. top. Mama's gonna rock and she just won't stop. Rock a bye, baby. Mama's gonna rock you by and by. So close your eyes and listen to this little lullaby. Oh,
Big Mama Thornton laying down that great up-tempo sound with Rock-a-Bye Baby, the second B-side of her number one smash, Hound Dog, from March of 1953. As I mentioned earlier, the backing group on that record was the Johnny Otis Orchestra, who was mistakenly referred to as Kansas City Bill and Orchestra. Big Mama's follow-up to the Hound Dog single proved to be her second signature song, They Call Me Big Mama. And this time, Peacock Records actually got the name of the backing group right. It's Kansas City Bell and Orchestra. Still, the Johnny Otis group laying down that groovy rhythm and blues sound. Here's this week's Juke in the Back feature, the highly underrated Big Mama Thornton with They Call Me Big Mama.
Ow, baby!
Oh, you better stop all that old bullshit. You're
me, Daddy. Cause you get the biggest, the most shocking, doggone the surprise of your life. If you don't watch what you do and say, they'll know where to find you every decoration day.
I ain't no fool either. It sounds like it's composed by Lieber and Stoller, but it's credited to Peacock Records label head Don Roby. I'm at the Cat and you're digging the big sound of Willie Mae Big Mama Thornton, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back. Now finally, after two records crediting Johnny Otis Orchestra as Kansas City Bill or Bell and Orchestra, I Ain't No Fool Either comes out at the end of 1953 as by Willie Mae Big Mama Thornton with the Johnny Otis Orchestra. You see, when those first two records were released, Johnny Otis was still signed with Mercury Records, so he had to disguise himself. But by the end of the year, he was free to be Johnny Otis again on the label. Up next is a duet between two rhythm and blues and early rock and roll legends who were also friends, Big Mama Thornton and Johnny Ace. The record came out on Duke Records as by Johnny Ace and his band. But of course, Duke was like Peacock's sister label. Don Roby didn't start it, but he ended up taking it over. Duke was based in Memphis, Tennessee, whereas Peacock originated out of Houston. Now, the song they recorded together was called Yes Baby, and it didn't chart, but its flip side did chart for Johnny Ace. Saving My Love for You went to number 2 on the national R&B lists. The tune was recorded in Los Angeles with the Johnny Otis Orchestra on August 28, 1953. Here's Johnny Ace and band with an uncredited Big Mama Thornton on Yes Baby.
My baby loved me in the morning, loved me all night too. Yeah, she loved me in the morning, and it's all night too. She said, I really love you, baby, don't care what you do. She called me baby, yes, baby. Hey, 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 tell me, baby, yes. Tell me, baby, what is wrong with you? Says, baby.
Oh, darling.
Says, baby.
I love you, baby.
Yes, baby.
Yes, darling.
Tell me now.
Oh, sweetheart.
Yes, baby.
I love you, baby.
Yeah, now. Now, baby, yeah, baby, hey.
ball. I smell a rat bee.
Now it's early 1954, and Big Mama Thornton is still turning out the great, great records, but they're just not charting. That song was written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, and would also be recorded a year later by Young Jesse. Big Mama's version, backed up by the Johnny Otis Orchestra, was issued in spring of 1954 on Peacock Records. Up next, we got a tune with a nice Latin groove that sold well in Memphis, but still failed to make the national lists. This time, Big Mama Thornton is backed up by the Burt Kendricks Orchestra. Here's the always groovy Stop Hoppin' On Me, spinning off the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the soul that came before rock and roll.
Well, you talk about my dress and my brand new hat. Said my head was big and all the way to fat. Said my legs were bow and my feet were flat. My hat was shorter than a four on a cat. I'm a hopping on me. I'm a hopping on a knee, man. Yes, I'm a hopping on me. Well, you talk about my house and my heart would flow. Said I'm in debt to every downtown store. No more. Stop a hopping on me. Stop a hopping on me. Yes, stop a hopping on me. Yes, stop a hopping on me. Ah, you better stop hopping on me. You don't need to hop no more. Ah, you don't know what you're doing. You better go ask somebody.
Ooh.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the early recordings of Willie Mae Big Mama Thornton. So let's go all the way back to her very first recording for the E&W label back in 1950. We began the show with Bad Luck Got My Man. So let's flip it over and hear the B-side, All Right Baby. It's by the Harlem Stars, and it's this week's Great 78.
Listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
They call it the fish.
Is it a salmon that comes in a can?
No.
Is it a flounder you fry in a pan?
No.
What is this new dance I'm asking you, man? Is it a tuna you catch on a hook?
No.
Is it a manna that swims in a brook?
No.
What is this new step that makes me cook? They call it the fish. Rock a little left foot, 1, 2, 3. Roll a little right foot and bend your knee. Use the ocean motion, calm and cool. Rock and roll, your baby, that's the only rule. Thank you.
waving to the trees and hollering to the top of his voice. Well, Jim, I'm going to get that cat a piece of my mind, because he don't leave me no choice. Supposed to be so bad and don't no fear. Hey, look here, Tarzan, what's the big idea?
Dub me, sorry.
Oh, man, they don't need you acting so humble. It's too late now. You woke up all the jungle.
Well, me look for James.
Looking for James? Ain't this a pimp? You know you need to be horsewhipped.
Help me, help me, Tarzan.
Jane, Tarzan come.
Help me, help me, Tarzan. Save me, Tarzan. Help me, help me, Tarzan.
Oh, cool yourself, girl. Tarzan come. Look here, Tarzan. I know you're supposed to be bad and you make all the jungle laws. Going around killing up alligators and breaking lion jaws. And whatever, you come on the scene, everybody's nervous and tense. But all this screaming just don't make sense. Of course, I could be right and I could be wrong. But with all your good looks and talent, New York City, man, is where you belong. Yeah.
Help me, help me, Tarzan. Save me, Tarzan. Help me, help me, Tarzan.
Cool yourself, Jane. Tarzan come.
Help me, help me, Tarzan.
Look, Tarzan, why don't you go to New York?
Tarzan don't want to leave jungle, see? Tarzan no monkey full of tricks.
Oh, man, I ain't full of tricks. That cat got his own self in that pig.
Well, look how Tarzan get to New York.
Swim, Jim, swim.
Well, what Tarzan do when he get to New York?
Wrestle, man, wrestle.
Okay, well, Tarzan go to New York now. Goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, man, am I glad that cat's going to New York. He sure was a drag.
Tarzan going to New York.
Now that's a strange record if I've ever heard one. Tarzan and the Dignified Monkey. Not the Signifying Monkey, the Dignified Monkey. That was released by Peacock Records in 1955, and the label reads as by Willie Mae Thornton and Elroy Peace. Now, Elroy Peace is best remembered today for the single Quick Like from 1959, which featured Eddie Cochran playing guitar. He put out some more records spanning a few decades, but always remained sort of on the outer edges of rhythm and blues. Before that, also from 1955, we heard The Fish. With the label billing her as Willie Mae Thornton again, no more Big Mama. As I mentioned earlier in the show, she only had one hit, and that was Hound Dog. She released so many good records, though, but it seems like this point in her career, 1955-56, she seems to be floundering a little bit. Oh, pardon the pun, as we just heard The Fish. We're going to finish up our feature this week on Big Mama Thornton with a record from 1957, the last year she recorded with Peacock Records. It's one of my personal favorites called My Man Called Me. It shows that even though it had been 4 years since she'd had a hit record, she was still making some fine, fine music. Now, in the late 50s, Big Mama would move to the San Francisco Bay Area, play around the clubs. She kept making records for several small labels, and her career was starting to fade, but the American blues revival came in the mid-1960s, and that reignited her career, especially in Europe. There was a series of concert tours throughout Europe called the American Folk and Blues Festivals. Now, if you've never seen these before, get your hands on the DVDs that Universal put out a couple of years ago. These shows were very, very good, and they show Big Mama and several other classic American blues musicians in top form. Just as her career was starting to fade again in the 70s, there was another American blues revival in Europe, and she went over there to tour as her fame increased. However, so many years of heavy drinking and heavy smoking really took a toll on Big Mama's life. And by the early 1980s, she was in pretty bad shape. On July 25th, 1984, Big Mama Thornton was found dead at age 57 in a Los Angeles boarding house. I've read some reports that say that she was only 95 pounds at this point. Remember, she used to top out at over 300. In late July 1984, we lost one of the most important female trailblazers of the 20th century. She was a songwriter, a singer, a dancer, a drummer, a fantastic blues shouter that could go toe-to-toe with anybody, and a liberated African-American woman who wasn't afraid to show her toughness and her sexuality on stage. She was openly gay in a time when America wanted nothing to do with civil rights. Her music and her sense of self opened up the doors to other female artists who were different, like Janis Joplin, who recorded Big Mama Thornton's Ball and Chain. Unfortunately, Big Mama did not own the publishing rights to that song, so when Janis made it popular, Big Mama didn't get paid. And Madonna, who of course was sexually controversial when she burst on the scene in the early 80s. So much of Willie Mae Thornton's music and swagger can still be heard in contemporary rhythm and blues and pop. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's feature on the highly underrated Willie Mae Big Mama Thornton. Remember, soul, it's a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. And now let's hear one last great Willie Mae Thornton record. Spinning off a Peacock from 1957, here's My Man Called Me.
Whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebeck.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on The Juke in the Back.